Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. Today we're looking at remembering. For Memorial Day weekend, the Sunday is May 29th, and we're looking at Psalm 116, 1-19. It says, I love you, Lord. You answered my prayers. You paid attention to me, and so I will pray to you as long as I live. Death attacked from all sides, and I was captured by its painful chains. But when I was really hurting, I prayed and said, Lord, please don't let me die. You are kind, Lord, so good and merciful. You protect ordinary people. And when I was helpless, you saved me and treated me so kindly that I don't need to worry anymore. You, Lord, have saved my life from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Now I will walk at your side in this land of the living. I was faithful to you when I was suffering, though in my confusion I said, I can't trust anyone. What must I give you, Lord, for being so good to me? I will pour out an offering of wine to you, and I will pray in your name because you have saved me. I will keep my promise to you when your people meet. You are deeply concerned when one of your loyal people faces death. I worship you, Lord, just as my mother did, and you have rescued me from the chains of death. I will offer you a sacrifice to show how grateful I am, and I will pray. I will keep my promise to you when your people gather at your temple in Jerusalem. Shout praises to the Lord. So remembering is hard, sometimes because we are lazy, sometimes because cultural practices have changed, sometimes because what is connected with the person or the event is heavy. Sometimes because generations rise and pass away. But there's one who never forgets, God. God knows our pains, our troubles, and our sacrifices. He's not surprised at our rejoicing, nor at our suffering. And when life comes to its natural or unnatural conclusion, he then, like the prodigal father, invites us to come home, to step beyond the hurt of the ending of this life into the joy God has always prepared for us. But as exciting as that may be, it doesn't release us from remembering. This Sunday is, in particular, one of painful memories, of the losses of those who have gone far away on behalf of country and made the ultimate sacrifice, and of those near at hand, many innocently targeted by angry young men. For sure, the losses are not the same. When armies go head to head over what we may perceive as a justified military conflict, losses happen and people die. Make no mistake, each loss is personal to those who have had their son or daughter torn from their life. It is a tragedy of deep, epic proportions. But when a young man sprints past the police and guards to burst into a classroom and shoot and kill elementary students and their teachers, it is tragic on a whole new level. Combatants in a war die. It's terrible, but none are innocent. When shoppers at a supermarket or a mall or a store or a church, a school are gunned down, the only reasonable response is grief beyond all understanding. For we know that no grievance justifies strapping on body armor and taking weapons to kill those who have nothing to do with your pain. In fact, there is no justification ever for murder. Yet here we are again, remembering those lost in wars and those lost in acts of violence that are beyond comprehension. In the Jewish tradition, there is a practice called sitting Shiva, derived from the word Shiva for the number seven, signifying the 7 days of mourning required. Additional parts of this practice include sitting low to the ground to signify the lowness that the pain and loss has brought the family, and being intentionally uncomfortable, like the practice of putting a stone in your shoe so that you can identify with the pain of those who have lost loved ones. Then there is the bringing of food, since the family will not be cooking, and as an acknowledgement of what has happened. 7 days followed by 30 more days of mourning. Why? Because broken hearts need time and space and caring friends who will do nothing else but be there and listen. The evening Bible study was reminded of this in our last series of studies, as we heard Job lambast his friends who sat Shiva for the 7 days, but then tried to pin the blame for Job's sufferings on Job. Our calling is not to accuse, but to comfort. What we're invited to do in those times is to remember the love, the grace, the sacrifice, and the humanity of those who have died, those who have suffered. It's not easy. Even Jesus cried at the reality of Lazarus's death. In the Old Testament, when people met with God, they often left a monument to help remind them of the momentous event that had happened in a particular place. We instead choose days to intentionally remember those we have loved and lost, those who are gone, but whom we in love hold close to our hearts, knowing that God has them safe with Him. Perhaps it is time to set a day like Memorial Day to remember the innocents lost, the non-combatants, the victims of mass violence, so that we can remember. There are so many. The psalmist in Psalm 116 remembers a time he was near death. The misery was real, and he nearly lost hope. God rescued him, and so he rejoices. But he also remembers. Not all get rescued. Some leave us too soon, and some in great suffering. We ought to remember them on purpose and commend them to God, and realize, most of all, that it doesn't have to be this way. On this Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those who, on behalf of country, lost their lives. But perhaps more importantly, let us remember the 19 children and 3 adults that one disgruntled young man shot to death, and cry, God, have mercy on us, your people. Amen. This brings us to the conclusion of our podcast for this week. We thank you so much for joining us. If you have questions, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for being here.